In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello there, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Common Prayer. So good to be with you all today. And before we jump into our time together, I just wanted to remind you of a couple things. One, you can be reading along with us. Again, we are following a scripture reading plan that you can track down at our website. There's our October one is up there. The November one will be coming out shortly. As man, hard to believe it is almost November. I've decided that in some ways 2020 has felt like the longest year we have ever endured, and yet at the same time, weirdly, the quickest year that we have ever experienced. But anyway, all that to say, you can find the scripture reading plan that we follow along with there on the website. There's a selection of texts. It's broken into both morning readings and evening readings. Some days I do them together in the same sitting. Other times I do break them up in the morning and the evening, whichever kind of suits your fancy, if you will. But it's each reading has a section from the Old Testament, the New Testament, as well as the Psalms. And I've enjoyed reading through that text, and so I want to invite you to do that as well. But then also I wanted to just invite you to pass this podcast along, pass on Common Prayer. It's such a fun community that we've developed around this. I want to invite you, if you know of others who may benefit from this, to share this podcast with them, to invite them into these times together would be great as well. So again, I want to invite you to do those two things. Well, as we begin, I just want to invite you to settle into a moment of stillness, a moment of quiet as we prepare to encounter the presence of God through prayer this morning. So why don't we do that, and let's just spend a minute in the quiet together. Our scripture reading for today comes from the beginning of the book of Acts in chapter 1. It says this: Then they gathered round him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria to the ends of the earth. And after he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? The same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. You know, our text today really comes at a pretty fascinating time in the story of God. I mean, again, the book of Acts marks this transition, particularly in Luke's account of the gospel of Jesus and the kingdom of God taking root, to this transition now, after the death of Jesus, after the resurrection of Jesus, where you see this new church, this new kingdom community trying to figure out and get its footing under itself. And so this story from Acts chapter 1 is such an interesting moment. And what I really want to just kind of hone in on today is I want us to try to, in some ways, put ourselves in the disciples' shoes, these early followers of Jesus. you know, this kind of small band of Jesus followers had been walking alongside Jesus for 3 years, working, ministering. They had seen the miraculous. They had had moments of great courage and faith, and then moments of tremendous failure and lack of faith. And so, I mean, just think about what they had gone through, right? They had watched the trauma of Jesus being crucified. They'd mourned the kind of deep uncertainty of that moment. But then all of a sudden the unexpected comes, the resurrection comes. And 3 days later, the whole story catches them off guard as the resurrected Jesus now is walking among them. Well, again, in this moment, you know, that Jesus had just spent around 40 days, the resurrected Jesus had just spent about 40 days with those followers. And it's onto that scene that we kind of see this. And envision again that for these disciples, the story was climaxing. They were finding their footing with the resurrected Jesus. We see here that Jesus had now defeated death. He had conquered that enemy and had begun to see and manifest the kingdom of God so clearly for them. Then I imagine after these 40 days where the resurrected Jesus is with them, there's an element that is growing in the disciples of pride, of satisfaction, of confidence of what God is doing in his people. But then you get to this text and Jesus says that he is leaving the disciples. And I imagine all sorts of that same fear and concern and anxiety would have begun to just rush back into them. As they were saying, you know, Jesus, no, like you, we've been through so much. You are here. How could it possibly be better for you to leave than to be with us? But Jesus' response in the text is so beautiful, right? He says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Right? There's this sense that the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, which will come in a few chapters, is this the same power that resurrected Jesus will then be within the disciples, within this new kingdom community that Jesus had established. And so in all of that fear and anxiety, Jesus says, but listen, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And then he gives them that mission. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. You will attest to the work of this kingdom, the way in which it is progressing, the way in which the healing of the sick, the liberation of the captives, the freedom for the sinner, the forgiveness of all that sin, all of it. He says that is what you will give witness to throughout the ends of the earth. And then Jesus ascends right before them. And again, I think it's such an interesting scene because right as Jesus ascends, the disciples are kind of caught doing exactly what I think you or I would also do. They're caught staring into the sky and they're looking up, and I imagine it's hard to imagine the questions, the doubts, the concerns that are just rushing through their mind as they watch their Savior, as they watch their leader, as they watch their rabbi, Jesus, kind of disappear from them. Imagine that was a challenging moment for the disciples, where uncertainty crept back in. Doubt, concern, struggle, all of that. Because their concern was that Jesus had left them. But then these two people come by and say, you know, why do you stand here looking in the sky? The same Jesus who had been taken up into heaven, he'll come down again. He's not done with this story. And then I love verse 14. It says, they all join together constantly in prayer. Right? Because the initial response, right after they were caught, kind of just looking, staring in the sky with confusion and doubt and disbelief all running through their minds, it says their first impulse was to join together constantly in prayer. I can't help but think at the little foretaste that we all are getting by participating in this small little project called Common Prayer. I thought, man, what a beautiful vision for us as we experience the uncertainty of life, as we experience its fragility, as we experience the ways in which the world we thought was so sure can shake and tremble. And I wonder how much of us in this time are just caught looking up into the sky. And have we made the move from staring into the sky to joining together constantly in prayer? So what I want to do for our prayer time today is I just want to focus in on that. I just want to ask that simple question, where are you in this? Are you caught staring at the sky, or are you joining together in prayer and in that move towards confidence in what Jesus is doing? So take a few deep breaths, clear your mind. And as you settle into the moment, I want you to envision the scene that we just read about. Allow it to come to your mind. Imagine the disciples there. Imagine Jesus. I want you to envision Jesus saying all those words, saying, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes, and you will be my witnesses. You will carry this forward." And I want you to think about the disciples. Consider the fear that they experienced in that moment. Consider maybe the anxiety that would creep up within them. And as we have walked through a level of uncertainty, what is the fear that is creeping up in you? What is the uncertainty that rises in your mind? And as that wells up in you, I want you just to hear again those words of Jesus, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, for the purpose of being his witnesses to all that's going on." Rest in that. Then as you envision that scene in your mind as it moves forward and Jesus ascends, and you think the disciples, you see them standing there staring into the sky. And maybe that's you today. Maybe you're in that moment where you're just caught staring into the sky. You're a bit aloof to the moment. You're wanting to retreat. You're caught in disbelief at all that this world and this year has brought. I think in that moment you have a choice. Do you continue to stare bewildered? Or do you join in constant prayer? Because you believe and you know that Jesus has said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you." Where are you at in that? Where do you envision yourself in the story? Again, that Jesus has empowered you, that the Holy Spirit is with you, and that whatever it is that the world is throwing at you, you are not alone. You have a community of believers around you, and you have the very presence of the Holy Spirit with you. Let me close with our prayer for today. It's a prayer for peace. It says, "O God, the author of peace and lover of harmony, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us, your humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your defense, may not fear the power of any adversary. Through the might of Jesus Christ, our Lord." Amen. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.